It's a Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The number one rule is there are no rules.
Y94.
The Valley's number one hit music station is Y94. We are Zero, Rat, and Maggie. So yesterday we had Private Y on the show, and this prompted an email from Lana. And she had quite the rundown of thoughts. And we were like, well, as interesting as your email is, maybe you could just go ahead and say this on the show, if you wouldn't mind. So, Lana, can you kind of just run down all of your thoughts and what you are looking for people to do?
Well, this is the deal. I've been dating the same dude since high school. He and I've been through a lot. We look good together. We laugh together. He's fun. He treats me like a queen. But I don't know. I wouldn't change a thing. But the problem is, it's not really a problem. Everybody thinks it's a problem. I don't think it's a problem. 3 years ago, I met another guy. And we don't spend as much time together, but I have the same feelings I have for him like I have for my other dude. And I love them both. And everybody's saying that I'm cheating on somebody. And I don't think I'm cheating on anybody. I think we have a good relationship. And if they could legalize, you know, gay marriage in Minnesota, I don't see why this wouldn't even be an issue. You know what I mean? Like sister wives, like those tacky, unattractive women. I mean, they make it look bad, but I think that this could be a really good situation. I just would have to, I don't know, do I have to tell the other dude? Because everybody treats me like a queen, and I love everybody equally. Why can't we just make this all work?
Okay, so there's a lot going on here. First and foremost, though, and I have a lot of questions, but I'll start with this one. I'm not sure, and maybe you can explain it to me, how exactly do you think the comparison between gay marriage and you dating two people simultaneously makes sense?
Well, the point I'm trying to make, I don't think you...
Because it doesn't make
people
sense.
People are getting mad at me saying I'm cheating, and there's no cheating because I'm not hurting anybody. And if, you know, like the same thing with gay people, what's the big deal? They could get married. Why can't I make this work? And we could write it on our taxes. It'd be a whole good thing. But I would just have to tell the other dude. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you think that that's a bad thing? I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. And then, to be honest with you, everybody says we look good together. Like, me and each guy, we look like a picture-perfect couple. Not, like I said, sister wives, those women are not even cute. You would want to watch us because we're a very cute couple. But it wouldn't be, I wouldn't be doing anything freaky, if you know what I mean. There's no freakiness going on. But I think we can have, like, a good family someday because I got two strong men who love me and who know how to hold me down as far as good job, just being romantic. And, I mean, we've known each other a long time. I would just have to, you know, do the whole introduction without people yelling at me and calling me all types of names. And listen, I was all for gay, you know, gay marriage. I'm very much for gay marriage. So why couldn't people understand and try to understand my situation without looking at me like there's something wrong with me? I don't think there's anything wrong with me.
But are these guys, I mean, they don't know about each other. They're not going to be okay with it. I mean, do you think they're actually
going to... Well, if you love somebody, you'll do whatever they ask. I think because they both love me, and like I said, I have to emphasize, they treat me like a queen. Why wouldn't they both want to just make me happy? They would never be affected. Like, I would never, like, go out with somebody on Thursday and then leave him at Thursday night and go with the next dude. I wouldn't do that.
That would be
wrong.
We would
have some sort of schedule, and I don't see anything wrong with that. Just like gay marriage. Just like gay couples. What's the big deal?
Okay, I get what you're saying, but think of it this way as well. You know how guys get when they're sick? They get all whiny and complainy. You want two of those around you?
Well, I mean, I date Superman. So these guys are Superman. There would be nothing whiny and complaining because I don't date those type of guys. Maybe that's the type of man you are, but that's not the type of guys I attract or meet, okay? So no whininess going on.
Really?
Especially when I'm their woman. No, it's nothing about that.
Hello?
When I'm their woman, it's all about me. So it won't even be an issue.
I just want to make sure I'm kind of on the same page with you here. So you have two really good relationships. You're dating two guys. Neither of them know about the other, but you want a world where everybody's accepting of, hypothetically, they know about each other and you're all happily ever after. Is that what you want?
If no one's killing, you acting like I'm a murderer. If no one's killing the other person, I don't see what the problem is. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't see what, if you guys could watch Sister Wives and give it a second season, and those women aren't even attractive, why wouldn't you even think that this is a good situation for us if nobody's killing each other?
But you
just like gay marriage. But that's what I'm trying to say.
But you want people to accept this, and the reality is you're dating two different men who haven't even accepted this situation.
They don't, because I haven't presented it to them, but it's been going on very, it's been going long enough, and nobody has been affected. Like, I didn't stand somebody up. Like, okay, last week we went to see Two Guns. The other guy didn't know that I was going to see Two Guns, but I went with him because he's a more of a documentary type of dude. We went to
Here's
see
the thing, you're dating two people,
Saturday.
Though. You have two relationships.
Affected. I didn't stand anybody
hey, Lana.
Up.
Lana,
but
hi.
I've got two very intelligent guys who are fun, who love me, and I mean, when it's time, I don't think I should be. I've had so many people like tell me I'm a bad person, and I think if I present this idea,
because you're cheating on two people,
it could work. It's been working all this time, and nobody knows. So why can't we just put it out in the open, just like gay marriage?
I think if I'm just trying to imagine the phone calls we're going to be getting, the biggest issue people are going to have with you, first of all, is going to be the comparison
Jealousy.
Of gay
Jealousy.
Marriage to polygamy
Jealousy.
And infidelity. So I don't see that. I don't think it's jealousy. Secondly,
I think it's jealousy.
These
I
guys don't jealous. Know about each other. You're not in a polygamous relationship. You're in two cheating relationships. You're in two unfaithful relationships.
That's from your book. That's not a cheating relationship. If nobody's been affected, like I could see if we had plans to go somewhere, like to Hawaii. And
this
I
is the stupidest
the,
crap I've ever heard in my life.
That's one thing. But nobody's been affected. I've never blown anybody off in that
know.
Way. Don't get perverted because I know I could hear you guys in the background laughing. I don't find anything funny. People
it's
are jealous,
judgment.
And I just think if you listen, if you're not making assumptions because you couldn't do it, I find that seems like all you guys in the background who are laughing are mad because you couldn't do it and get away with it. It's not about getting away with it. It's about love and being understanding and accepting.
Okay.
Like if your guy likes to ride motorcycles, wouldn't you let your guy ride a motorcycle?
Not with another
okay,
girl.
Okay, see then. That's what I'm saying. Hello?
Yes, but lots of men like women, but you don't let your guy ride other women.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll just take your analogy and throw a woman in there instead of motorcycle.
What? No, you're missing the whole point. I just find it to be a little bit of hateration going on this morning. I'm calling you because I have something to say, and I feel that everybody should be accepting. Why wouldn't you accept my situation?
Because you're cheating on two different men.
Because you're not involved. If you met me, you would want to be involved with me. I can't see why you wouldn't be.
Wow.
So it seems to me like it's a little bit of a hateration and jealousy going on over there.
No offense, but I'm good.
I don't even find
but
it funny.
In your world, it's just you and your two husbands living together, and you want
yes.
people to accept this.
Everybody should accept it. Three-person relationships, that's all it's... To me, I feel if everybody can understand and accept and love one another, but there won't be any situations with the two guys going on. Mm-hmm. But if I present this to them about how much they love me, I think it's a fine thing. I'm calling you guys for support. And with
yeah,
two men there,
them.
You guys can't
let's
even understand what I'm talking about because I find it to be you're being questioned about your masculinity right now. That's what this is about.
You know what? I'll totally go with, you know, the polyamorous relationship or whatever. But the problem I have with this situation is a relationship is built on honesty. Now you have two relationships, neither of which have honesty to it.
I disagree with you.
Okay.
I completely disagree. First of all, the honesty factor comes in with love. Okay. Everybody's forcing themselves to be honest, which is not their truth. They're just making it up. And you...
Let's call them.
What did you say something about, you made a comment about riding a motorcycle? Like, come on. Like, that's not even where we're going with that.
That
I'm just saying, if you could accept gay marriage, why wouldn't you accept a relationship where no one's murdering anybody? If I was murdering him, it'd be a different story. If I slit his throat at night, it would be a different story, wouldn't it?
I can't argue with that. Yeah, so
okay,
basically.
So then why is this a situation? But I don't understand why. I'm calling you guys for help, and I just feel like everybody's just laughing at me.
No,
and
you know,
call me all the time. I've got enough friends of mine who aren't speaking to me right now, but I find them to be jealous as well. Okay, jealous as well, just like you guys.
So, as simple as we can make it, you are looking for people to be more understanding in the Fargo-Moorhead area of
yes.
a brother-husband's situation, like sister wives, a multi-person...
But a better-looking one. A better-looking version. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Better-looking people. Attractive people dating multiple people in one relationship.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, like, if I decide to have a baby with one of them...
Please don't.
And the other one... I would have babies by both of them.
But
what we
would
do, we would space it out. And we would raise the kids like it would be like they would have two dads.
Lana,
But not in that sense of the two dads that you're thinking, but the other sense of two dads. Do you understand? We would have a ceremony and everything else. I see it being able to happen because these two men love me, like, unconditionally. Unconditionally, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we will, we'll just see what people have to say for you. The phone number, they know it. They'll call. We'll see what happens, okay?
All right.
Okay. Bye. We'll talk to you later. I need to slide in a break. That was a extensive conversation. I have a feeling there's comments, though. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Those after Macklemore in a second.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Woo! Y94.